Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hope everyone had an awesome day. I know it's the end of the day, your work day. Always want to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to grow. It inspires me to know when I have my different styles of available individuals on the show that have been successful in their business or just living out their dreams or whatever you want to do. It also inspires me to know when I've touched someone and which took my advice on starting their ideal dream business or just took my advice on moving forward or build a better career about yourself. As always, I tell people if you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on your plans and your provisions. Remember, this is what the show is all about, inspiring, motivating, networking with each other in the best possible situation. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. This is your life, your dream, your reality. Again, y'all, I'm still looking for my independent artist to submit your content to opentalk2@yahoo.com. You want to be on the show, you want to be interviewed, you got something to say, make sure y'all hit me up. I also want to update my Houston Power football fans. We had a win this past weekend. Can't remember the actual score, but we're definitely going to be playing this weekend. So definitely come out and support us. Check us out at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. We're going to be in the house. Ladies and Rage, they're going to do their thing again. So definitely come out. The game starts at 7. Again, check out the website, www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Last week on the show, had Love and Hip Hop, Hail to the Queen, Mama D. She was definitely up in here with me. She was telling us all about her clothing line. She got a lot of stuff going on, Mama D. If y'all been tuning in to the reality show, I'm sure y'all been, they've been cutting up. Today on the show, got reality star, making from the band, Sarah Stokes. The new Sarah Stokes. She's definitely going to be up in here with me. Telling us about her new film, new music. Sarah got a lot of stuff going on. So, y'all, she's also being managed by Lee Martin. So, for inquiries, you can reach him at 708-513-9413 or email him at Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, shows@gmail.com. And if you're listening, Miss Sarah, hello to you. And I had fun with you the other day. Y'all got to check out the interview, so don't move. Got my little reality, my dirt, my gossip. Y'all know how we do it. What's up, MJ?
What's going on?
Nothing. We got to get used to this evening time.
No, right?
I know. I'm so used to the morning, I don't know what to do. Girl.
Oh, Lord.
I just want to talk about that the draft. What's going on with this draft?
Were
you happy with everybody, where everybody's going?
Yeah, it was kind of, everybody kind of predicted the quarterbacks to go higher, but as you can see, they didn't go as high as they thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we knew number one was going to be clowning. So.
Honestly, of course, you had all the hype with Manziel. I really, really thought he was going to be the first one, number one pick. I really did.
Nah, he's a lot building.
I know. And, I still hate the Texans didn't get him, though.
Oh, well, I think Dallas really won there, which I was surprised they passed him up, but it felt like he was talking, or he'd be on the board, so.
But you know what? I said this before. I know even though he's a good player, I feel like the Texans did not want to bring any drama to the team. And I felt like if they had brought him there, it would have been too much drama.
No, they don't like drama at all. Now, Dallas, they don't. Texans, you don't play that. They don't play that.
Yeah, especially with this new coach. He big time with him.
And he got pretty good picks, though. I got to give it to him.
I know. Well, I know I got Michael Sam calling in this week, hopefully. He said he was going to call me, so. Y'all definitely got to stay tuned with that. So, but I'm happy with his choice.
It's just crazy how they just overplayed that whole.
Oh, I know.
Like, good Lord, people.
I know. But just let him do his thing. That's all I can say. Oh, girl, now come on, let's talk about the Beyonce now video. What? I wish I was in that video. What in the heck happened now?
All I know, something set that girl off. And it's sad because they make it seem like, oh, she got a mental illness, or she's just crazy, or she's just jealous. But
ain't nothing wrong with her.
No.
He just said something. Something set her off.
They're not going to tell it, so.
They sure ain't going to tell it. But you know what pisses me off with the privacy issues? And I really didn't think about this, that cameras are everywhere. And I was like, even in the elevator? I think I just pulled my dress up a couple times and adjusted my underwear some up in the elevator. So they got me on camera. You think they'll sell it to TMZ? I guess I'm irrelevant, so it don't matter. They can have it. I don't care.
Yeah, they ain't saying nothing. Crazy. But you know what? They're so secretive about stuff. We'll never know the truth.
Nah, we never will. But I guarantee they are so embarrassed. Well, if nobody else is embarrassed, I bet Beyonce is really embarrassed.
Of course. Now they're about to have this tour. Her and her husband about to have this tour this summer, and now you got this whole thing that happened. I don't know. Maybe it's a promo for them. I don't know. You just
don't
know.
You know what? It could be. It could have been a little stunt.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're absolutely right. Maybe they'll take Solange on the tour.
Oh,
and they
no.
Sell her.
She need to be the bodyguard.
Girl, if she could so do the same, couldn't she?
She was swinging and all kinds of stuff. Like, oh, wow. She ain't
well, somebody
playing.
Said that she was actually spitting. So, I mean, I really didn't look at it.
I saw them legs go up a couple of times.
Yeah. I didn't, I don't know. I was just kind of shocked with that. I really was. I don't know. But, again, it could have been a publicity stunt, so I don't know.
That was a long elevator ride down, though.
Girl, it was, wasn't it? They must have been in the penthouse.
It must have been, or they stopped the elevator. I don't know.
Ooh,
that was a long elevator ride.
Girl, I know. Well, all right, MJ, thank you for rolling with me today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All righty. All right, y'all. That was my MJ. She always bounced with me, and we always talk about, you know, what's going on TMZ, things that goes on. You know how we do it. All right, I'm going to give you your blast from the past, and when I come back, I'm going to have the new Sarah Stokes from Making the Band. She's definitely going to be here with me, so don't move. You're hanging with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
All right, we got blast from the past. Treating it cold as ice.
29th Street Convent. Everything upbeat, parties, ball in the park, nothing but girls at the dark. We chill, nobody gets ill in the place. We cover hell, but if you try them, that's when they will get wild. But they don't fight, they kill. That's in the park with the girlies, rubbing up in the dark, I was smooth.
Today on the show, I got a hot new artist that's coming back at you. She was a reality star. Welcome, Miss Sarah Stokes, to the show. What's up,
hey.
Sarah? What's going on with you?
How you doing, Miss Cindy?
I'm doing good, girl. How's the weather down there in Michigan?
Oh, goodness. I've been off the Gulf Coast, all over the place, so I'm back in Michigan now, so my voice... Definitely, it went, so I'm under the weather a little bit, but, you know, hey, why not survive, and I'm good.
Okay. Well, tell everybody what you've been doing. Are you in the studio?
Oh, of course. I can't get around that.
Okay.
That's number one right there. I'm back in the studio again. I'm working with some big-time producers, Cajun. I'm working with... a lot, as a matter of fact, I'm working with Timberland. I got a couple things I'm about to do with him and James Worthy. There's a lot of different producers. Detail everybody that I'm about to be working with.
Okay.
So we're in the process of getting that all together and you know, just making that thing happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So let me ask you, how do you get your influences to write your music?
Well, basically, you know, I pretty much go through, you know, everybody has things that they go through in life, and I love writing about stuff that I've been through or that I've seen my family members go through or my friends.
Okay.
You know, because I feel like music is therapeutic, so when I write, it feels like I'm getting out all my emotions and anything that's pent up that, you know, I need to release, I put that through the pen.
Okay. Well, what else are you working on? I heard you're filming. Can you talk about that or are you not allowed to talk about that?
Well, we start filming May 22nd. The most I can tell you is it's a movie kind of like on a set it off type vibe.
Okay.
So they're going to see me out there with some guns and shooting up some junk. You know, it's all acting now.
Okay.
I'm doing it for real.
Okay.
But they're going to see me cut up a little bit. So it's going to be one of those gangster flicks, but real sexy vibe type movies.
I'm excited for you, girl.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait to cut up.
Okay. Can you tell us a little about your new music that you're actually doing right now, that you're actually in the studio?
Well, basically, my new music is pretty much the grown and sexy Sarah Stokes.
Okay.
You know, everybody knows me from obviously making a band,
right,
being in the band, and mostly the hooks and adding that R&B flair to the music. You know, I'm still sticking to my R&B roots, but I'm adding that just weirdness. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Gemini, so we got that versatile, eclectic type of thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I got that weird vibe to my music. Pretty much, I like to build up the tracks with the producer as well.
Okay.
So, you know, I can put my stare all the way in there, as my mom would say, put my foot up in it.
Yeah, I know that's right. You put it all up in there, girl.
Yeah, but you know, I got to have some club bangers so people can dance, you know, throw their hands up. So it's going to be some real hot stuff.
Okay. And who else? Now, who all you said again you're collaborating with? I know you said Timberland.
Yeah, Timberland. I'm definitely collabing with a few other different. I really can't really tell the whole thing.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I just want everyone to. They're gonna see pretty soon.
Oh.
But it's gonna be some big, major, heavy artists. So
I'm even looking out
for Maxwell to do some things with me.
Oh my God, I am so excited for you. I can't wait to see you back out there, girl.
Yeah, I even want to do some stuff with Diddy again. I feel like that would be hot. And Molly Music.
Yeah.
Man, I'm so ready, man. Rihanna, Beyonce, Shakira, Drake, all of them. I mean, I just feel like we can really make some hot stuff.
You're right. That will be hot. Well, let me ask you, what would you tell any upcoming artists? You know these artists are hungry. So what words of advice would you give them? What would you share to them?
Well, first and foremost, I would tell them that it's really, really a business. It's not just the music. So you got to have your mind right as well, or you'll be taken advantage of. You know, everyone sees the cars, the money, you know, the clothes and all that, but they don't understand that there's a business behind that. It's not about just getting in the studio and laying something down.
Okay.
You know, so be intelligent about everything. Figure out stuff, research things, you know, and have that drive. I mean, because, you know, you got to really put your foot all up in it. You got to work hard.
Right.
It's like you're not human anymore.
Yeah.
Straight up. So you just got to have that energy and that drive. And even if doors are shut in your face, there'll be another door that could be open. So keep striving and stay true to who you are.
You're absolutely right, and I love that. That's what I tell people all the time. When I have my artists and my reality stars, you know, celebrities like you, when y'all call and tell them that, you know, a lot of people listen. I get emails all the time. People want to they have doors closed, and I always tell them, hey, you got to have that drive and that passion and that energy. Like you say, one door closes, another one always opens up.
Yeah, it does. I mean, don't give up just because somebody said no, but there's somebody out there that looks to see that you really got it like that, and it's like, okay, come on.
Right.
So you just never know. Just keep striving.
That's right. Well, again, I can't wait to see you on the big screen. Can't wait to see your new music, what you're going to be popping out, girl. I'm excited for you again. And
you know what? I forgot to tell you, I'm running marathons, too. That's why my voice is gone.
Oh.
I forgot to let y'all know I'm out there even doing that 13-mile marathon.
Okay.
I'm running. I mean, this is my second one. I finished. I did my thing in Branson, Missouri, and also in Springfield, Illinois.
Get it, girl.
I mean, tore it up. I mean, it was hard, but I felt like it's like survival of the fittest.
Get it.
It's a mind thing, so you got to tell your body to get in motion.
That's what I'm talking about. Get it, girl. Well, I thank you for taking the time. I know you got a tight schedule, and I know you're making some things happen and move. So thank you for taking the time to call the show.
I appreciate you, Cindy.
All righty. Again, that was Miss Sarah Stokes, reality star for Making From the Band. Definitely let's support her on her new music and, of course, her new film. So definitely keep your eyes open on her.
Hope y'all enjoyed Miss Sarah Stokes. The new Sarah Stokes. I'm definitely going to have her back on the show probably in a couple of weeks. I'm going to have to shoot her an email or tweet her and see what's going on with her. So if y'all want to call in and talk to her, you know what? Y'all email me and let me know so we can make that happen. Again, I hope y'all enjoyed the show. I'll be back next Tuesday, May 20th, 2014, at my new time, 6 o'clock. And on the show, I will be having the beautiful reality star, Basketball Wives, Miss British Williams. She's going to be rolling with me. So y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at OpenTalk2. Like me at Facebook at OpenTalk2. Again, if you have any ideas, story you want to share, y'all definitely got to email me and let me know what's going on. Again, y'all follow my Houston Power Ladies of Rage football this 17th. They're going to be playing a Zydeco team from Louisiana. I can't think of the name of it. I'm sorry. But it's going to be at the Lutheran South Academy. And the address is 12555 Rightwater Drive. And again, last week, May 10th, they played San Antonio Regulators, I believe was who it was. And they had to stop the game in the third quarter. So, hey, my girl's on top of things. So definitely come out and support. And again, a recap on Sarah. Again, she is being managed by Lee Martin. And if y'all have any inquiries, you can reach him at 708-513-9413. Now, don't be calling and just want to talk to her. Just, y'all, this is business, so y'all want to book her, y'all better hit him up and call him. Or email him at Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, show, @gmail.com. Y'all have a blessed week. I see y'all next week.
Rockin' with real niggas behind us. We do it for the real on the real.